Mate, I've got one more story that I think will really sums you up as a person. It's probably not what you think it's going to be, but there was one time when we were up in Sydney and something happened to you on the weekend in your personal time. And it really just made me realise, do not fuck with Matt DeBoer on, off the field, in business, in life, in footy, in just anything at all. And it was a young man who, did he steal your wallet or did he find your wallet?
This story.
No, he stole your bike.
Bike and wallet.
Bike and wallet. Please tell me this story because it's honestly one of my all-time favourites.
Oh, this is Josh Kelly's favourite story, so I assumed it would come up at some point. But yeah, essentially I was moving, it was the first few months of Sydney. I was moving into my new rental. Tendai Mazunga was helping me. We're putting our, you know, furniture in, carrying it from the car inside, and maybe being a little bit sheltered. But I forgot to lock my car, and Tendai and I played a game of Madden or something. And then my phone rings, and all of a sudden it's the bank saying, there's some suspicious activity on your card. We're going to cancel it. I thought, oh yeah, do that. And I've just jumped online and seen the transactions of what's been happening. And someone's essentially got my card and tap and going up the street, buying certain things. And it finished at this pub. And I was like, righto, jumped in my car and I just sped down there, got out, got into the pub. And then no one was there. I spoke to the owner and he was like, oh, we thought that was strange. When their card was declined, these guys just scattered. I was like, oh, mate, they've stolen my credit card. And I don't know why, but I just said, can I look at the CCTV footage? I'm just like curious. And he's like, yeah, okay, sure. So we've gone down the stairs into the dungeon to see the CCTV footage. He's rewound it and it's about four guys there having beers on me. And then they take, yeah, so I got my phone out. Once again, don't know why, I just felt compelled to and started taking photos of it. I was like, all right, it's one of these four guys. And then I just hopped back in my car. I was like, I'm just going to drive around, see if I can see him in the streets. I don't know what I would have done, but driving around, looking for him, couldn't find him. So called the cops, reported it, did all the right things. And then I realized that within my wallet, there was a travel card and I had about $100 left on it. So I didn't cancel that one because every time he'd use it, it'd notify me of where he was. So he keeps using this card. I was out at a date night with my fiance at a Bondi and then he's used it somewhere, you know, in a west. So I was like, right, we're going. I've ruined date night. We're hopping in the car, sped off to try and find this guy. Essentially called the cops on the way, doing all the right things. And then he'd left by the time I got there. Once again, I don't know what it looks like. I've got some sketchy photos of this CCTV footage. Anyway, so I was trying to chase him around Sydney for a couple of weeks there. And unfortunately, I tore my hamstring in the second week and, you know, I was pretty disappointed about that, but was due to go out for breakfast with the Mazungus on the Sunday. And then, so I was just waiting out the front, waiting for my fiance, and I see this guy walk past and I was like, that's fucking him. And I've been studying this photo like Liam Neeson from Taken, and I was like, that is him. And I sort of... And by that time, he's sort of down the street a little bit and I've realized I've torn my hammy. He's like, what am I going to do? So I've jumped in the car, sort of sped up to him, got out of the car and I was sort of hobbling along to him and I sort of didn't know what to say. I was like, hey, mate. And I was like, what do I say? And he's turned around at me and I said, have you got any ID? And then he's just looked at me and gone to run. So I was like, nah, I've just launched at him. I jumped at him. I've tackled him to the ground. I was supposed to be this good tackler, but... I ripped his shirt off his body and his hat fell off as well. And he got up and he went to scamper away and I went to chase him and felt my hammy. I was like, oh gee, I can't do that. I can tell this story now, it's years ago. So he got away, which is disappointing, but then picked up the hat, dropped it off to the police. They ran forensics on it. He'd been arrested previously, so they had all his DNA. So they went and picked him up and 18 months jail. So don't steal from me, Dil. I'll get you.
This bloke has just robbed you of a bike and a wallet and four beers, I think it was, and now he's doing 18 months.
Yeah, no, I was...
Do not fuck with Matt DeBoer.
Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, that'd be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, or even share with one of your friends, or you could do them all. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggest a guest, or advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in, IllyXX.